for the Annie Armstrong offering, there's a couple of things I wanted to go over with you that it just slipped my mind as we were going over it earlier. As I look at my flip folder for the different missionaries each week, Annie Armstrong is the one for this week. And each year, churches and individuals give to the Annie Armstrong Easter offering for the North Carolina missions, North American missions. The offering accounts for 49% of the budget, with 100% of offering gifts going directly to the field. And it tells what that breakdown is in my book. I'm going to stick it up here, and each week I'm going to remember to flip it as part of our prayer for our missionaries. You see, the early church worked together effectively for the kingdom of God. In Acts 8, Philip preached Jesus to the lost people of Samaria, a place full of evil. The Holy Spirit broke through the darkness, freeing from illness. Evil spirits and disease fled at the name of Jesus Christ, the resurrected King. Even Simon the magician, feared sorcerer, who practiced witchcraft, turned to Jesus and was baptized. The Spirit of God swept through Samaria, and Scripture says there was great joy in that city. Today, 2,000 years later, the church is still preaching the same name that saves lives, Jesus. The same Holy Spirit that transformed people in Acts 8 transforms people today. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same power that raised Jesus from the grave lives inside of His people. In Jesus' name, with His Spirit's power, the North American Mission Board, partnering with thousands of Southern Baptist churches, sends missionaries to unreached cities, the Samarias of North America. You see, we have them in our backyards. We have them in all areas that need to be reached. There are several places that need to be reached. Now, are you ready for that chilling hair on the back of your neck stand up? Today's the first day I read this. Today, I'm going to talk to you about what God is like. He is the same, it says, yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Well, something that I was going to talk with you about today. And here I am reading it in this brochure that I just pulled out this morning because I knew today was the day of our starting Annie Armstrong. Annie Armstrong, if you don't know, was born in 1850 to 1938, a passionate advocate for missionaries and their work. Annie Armstrong was a Southern Baptist hero. She championed missions, involvement, and sacrificially gave her time and talents to see the gospel go forward throughout the world. As a founder of the Women's Missionary Union, the WMU, that's still going strong today, Armstrong helped create a rich legacy of people awakened and responding to the call of God and the mission's mandate to take the gospel throughout the world. The legacy continues to live to the lives of modern-day missions champions who pray fervently, give generously, and go intentionally to share the good news of Jesus Christ. I want to share with you one other thing. 55% of the money goes to evangelism and church planting. 30% goes to raising up new missionaries, student missionaries, church planting interns, you know, the preparing of. And the other 15% goes to health care benefits. So when they're out there, they're providing for those missionaries that are in those areas. Before we get started, I want to say a prayer for this offering, before this mission that is out there before us. You see, I want to talk to you about what God is like, because at oftentimes we see God in a couple different ways. I think we forget that God is the three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And our problem is that we think God is different in the Old Testament than He is in the New Testament. My brother and sister, I want to tell you today that He's the same. Yep. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I can't get over what was written in this before I ever saw it. Let us pray. Before we get started, before we even read a verse, I know that's normally not what I want to do. But this mission, I've known several missionaries, met different missionaries, and we know that our Southern Baptist does a great deal for missions out in the field. It's not only our little church that's going to make the big difference at all. If you'll notice on our church signs that I posted out at the front of the road, it's a drop into a big thing of water. But guess what? It takes every bit, every little drop makes a puddle. It takes one drop to start that. We may be only that little drop, but every little bit counts. Every big bit or whatever we give is going to count towards that. North American missions is something that is needed. I like to go abroad, don't get me wrong. I like for people to go in other countries and share the word. And I'm passionate for the ones that do it in our own backyards. We seem to forget sometimes, just like our country. We go out and want to help everybody else, and we don't even want to help ourselves. There's need to be a good mix between the two. That's why there's two different kinds of offerings out there to help. But let us pray before we get into any of that. If you want to turn your Bibles to Psalm 145, Psalms chapter 145 and 9. I will go ahead and read that before I pray. I'm sorry, I'm going to mess you all up again. But Psalms 145 and 9. If you have that in your Bibles, please stand. Psalms 145. And it's near about the middle of the Bible, to be honest with you. My Bible looks about even on both sides. Psalm chapter 145 and 9. The Bible says, "The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works." Let us pray. Lord, we just thank You. We thank You today for who You are. That God, You are the one. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter what, we talk about the Old Testament, the New Testament, how the Holy Spirit is played in there. We know that You are three in one. We just pray for the Annie Armstrong missions, what it goes to, the North American Mission Board, Lord, that You will be able to work diligently in these missionaries to help them in everything they do. Lord, I pray today that no matter what has occurred in the Old Testament and what is occurring what has occurred in the New Testament, Lord, do we understand that You have showed great mercy for all. We just thank You and we praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. If we start in the beginning of the Bible, we see in Exodus that God has completed several things, even in Genesis. As we start in Genesis here, we can see, starting there, we can see the floods. We can see plagues that occur through the Old Testament. We can see that when He was helping the Israelites out of the way there, that He parted the Red Sea. But yet, when the Egyptians were going through, the water came back over. See, He began and He destroyed the forces that were against the Israelites. That's why today when many countries are talking about Israel, we know that that is the sacred land, if you will. That is the land that we should all keep and we should all be wanting to help. And as Trump has said, that he will support Israel all the way through. It's good to hear somebody in governmental powers to say that, to know that we're not going to forget that land. You see, as he saved the Israelites, he allowed David to beat the giant. He allowed David to have the strength and courage to go up against something that he thought that he couldn't possibly beat without God's help. You see, he knew that the only way he could do was keep David. David had to remain faithful in all through that. But in the Old Testament, we can see of things where God has destroyed people. Well, God has destroyed lands. But he was given mercy to all. You don't think those people didn't have chances? He didn't go through and just wipe people out. He didn't just go through and wipe Sodom and Gomorrah out. He knew that that land was bad. He knew that the land was full of sin. God had mercy. God gave him several chances. God helped Job when he remained faithful. As I talk about, I want to do a little do studies on Job and bring that to you. Job had several things that happened against him, but he remained faithful through it all. Amen. You see, no matter what we face in our life today, remember that God is faithful. You see, he's not different. There's not two people. There's not the Old Testament God, and there's not the New Testament God. You see, we see God the Father. In the Old Testament, we see God the Son. In the New Testament, and we see the Holy Spirit come about. It's all one. It's very confusing if you've never really paid attention to it or whatever, because some people just think that God of the Old Testament is violent and retaliatory. He seems like some people may think that this is the God that went after and just destroyed people. For the wages of sin are death. There's death. He didn't change. He hasn't changed. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's all in one. You see, he took care, what I like to say, he took care of business. He loved each and every one of them. But they were not doing what he wanted them to do. See, God of the New Testament. That's why some churches only preach out of the New Testament, because they think that it's only showing the love and the appeasement that is showing there. When I talk about to you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, in Hebrews 13:8 is where that comes from. It says Jesus Christ. Well, who is Jesus? He's God the Son, amen, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. It doesn't separate the ones. The scriptures say that it's revealed as one God, and that he's good, true, powerful, pure, and compassionate. Never vindictive or brutal. You see, Moses describes God in three different ways. Moses in Exodus 15:6 says that God is powerful. You see, Moses praised God through the triumphs in war. You see, the victory needed to be seen in light of the Pharaoh's evil record. The Pharaoh was all against the Israelites. He gave several times that he tried to get the Pharaoh to release his people. Let my people go. But he would not do it. He didn't want the Israelites to be free. God gave him several opportunities. He kept sending several times that someone would come and deliver him a message, and he would not take it. You see, God dispenses justice to all sinners. No matter what that sin is, the Bible says that God's going to take care of it. We don't know what that's going to be. I tell people all the time, pray. Pray for forgiveness. We sin every single day. You never know what's going to happen. Remain faithful through all that you go through because your God is still there. Remain faithful, the good and the bad. You see, just because it's tax time and we may be getting a little money back, don't forget Him when you got all that money. Don't show back up when you're broke. And for me, that means paying in this year, by the way. He gave His own Son on behalf of the sinners. You see, He gave His Son to come and live and die so we can have everlasting life. It tells us that in John 3:16. I told you that one is one of the first verses I ever learned. But we have to remember that God still loves us through it all. He still had a plan. Now, what would have happened if the Pharaoh would have released the Israelites? Probably nothing. What would have happened if the Pharaoh come to live for him, basically, before that all happened? I don't know. The story's already written. But I know that he would have loved him just like he would have loved anybody else. You see, God will prevail over Satan. And when you sin, and when you go through the ways of the times with Satan, then he will act accordingly. You can't go out there and keep doing things wrong and think that God doesn't see you. You can't hide in your little closet and think that nobody can see you. Just because you shut your front door doesn't mean he's still not there. God uses his awesome power to show compassion to the lost or render justice to those who resist his eternal reign. He's out there. He wants every one of us to have an eternal life with him. We have opportunities to choose right and wrong. He is pure. Exodus 15:11 says that. God's character is holy. It's a moral perfection that sets him apart from all other so-called gods. Amen. You see, if you call this light here your God, the God that we believe in, it's much better than anything that this one little light can do. Can this life give you eternal salvation? No. When it turns off, it turns to darkness. Does our God ever turn to darkness? No. Our God defeats darkness. Right. His holiness necessitates that sin must be punished. He doesn't let one thing go and allow the other. He never changes what he believes in. You see, that's happened to all of us. If someone tells you something, and you know, that's why I tell you to stand firm in what you believe in. Because you never know when that's going to be challenged. You never know when you're going to have to speak to someone. You never know when you're going to have to give your record, if you will, of what you believe in. Amen. Don't let somebody take you away from what you believe in. He establishes consequences for the sinful rebellion. We can see it many times. If you rebel from God, it's going to catch up with you. just as it did several times in the Old Testament. A holy God desires His people to be holy. He doesn't expect us just to be holy inside of the church, as we should respect the church. He wants us to be holy outside. He doesn't want us to be a different person just because we walk through those doors right there. He wants us to be the same here as out there. Out in the world, out in the sinful world that seems to take us over. No matter what we do, we're faced with people every day that do not think and believe the way that we do. But you know what? You don't change because that other person is out there. You don't go off and act like that other person. Christians don't go out and act like other people. They go out and act like Jesus wants them to act.
Yes, amen.
You see, if you're not fully a Christian, you're fully lost.
Right.
Our God is compassionate. God shows love and mercy towards us, even though we turn from Him and disobey Him. God still loves us. God gives us so many opportunities. God will put so many things in our way to help us. Sometimes we take them. Sometimes we don't. I was blessed with my job now. Brother Mickey was telling me about a situation and then when I was speaking with the district manager, regional manager, and they're all involved in churches and everything, I just knew that that was the right place for me. Thank you, brother. Because today, I had that. You never know when things are going to be put into your pathway. And never think you're too good for something. And never think that you can't do something. Just because you may think that you can't do it, or you may think that you don't want to do it, or whatever. God is placing things in your path every single day to do it. We never know when we're going to be up on someone that we can share the love that God has for us. You see, He doesn't treat you different. Doesn't treat you different. He loves us all. We shouldn't go out and treat people different. None of us deserve this love, but God has it for us. God has allowed us to have the love that none of us can ever compare to, that none of us can ever match up to. The love that He had for us is unmeasurable. We just need to be humble and bow before Him and know that He is in control. And know that no matter what, that our God is bigger than any situation that we're ever faced. Our God is powerful. He is pure. He is compassionate. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter what name He's given. Whether it's God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit. It is the compassion of Jesus demonstrating for dying for us when we were sinners.
Yep.
Fully deserving condemnation. The Old Testament story sometimes can be cruel. Can be ugly if you kind of label it, if you will. The horror, I think, and this is just from Sammy theology, so if it's wrong, then I apologize. But I think God is telling us in the Old Testament of situations that occurred when people rebelled against Him. Because our problem is in life, life happens. Sometimes you are faced with things that none of us are proud about.
Right.
But what are you going to do about it? We're kicked. We fall down. We stumble. But what are you going to do about it?
Right.
We have to stand up and stand firm and believe that God is the same God that was back in the Old Testament, that's in the New Testament, that's all over the Bible, that stands with us today in every situation that we have. We have to understand that God is. You see, God tells Moses that I am. Tell the Israelites that I am. You see, I was thinking of my grammar. I was going to say, he am this and that, but that ain't right. So he is. And you could draw your line. He is everything. We need to love one another. We need to be compassionate. These examples turn us away from our wicked ways to follow Him. We see how God is out there. We see how God is available for us. You see, we go from the Old Testament and we go to the New Testament, and it's not only has a peaceful and pleasant story in the New Testament, Jesus' voluntary death was on behalf of all the guilty sinners. Even the times that had passed. He died for you and I. We're sinners every day. Those of you to say you're perfect, you're lying. Dane, I'm almost there though. Scripture does not avoid the dark story, but gives us the light of hope. Amen. The Scripture does not sugarcoat it for you. The Scripture says that He is. Amen. No matter what. God reached out to us. He has provided a way to come through Him. How is that? We ask Him to come into our heart. We ask Him to be a part of our lives every day. Amen. We ask Him, and He will. Because as He told Moses, He said, you tell the Israelites that I am. You tell yourself that He is. Amen. Let us pray. We just thank You. We honor You. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, You are one and the same. We just love You for all the things You have done for us. We know that You are the Almighty, You are the Powerful, You show compassion, You show love for us. We know that You will do anything for us, but we also see that if we turn from You, then You're going to get us, that we can't go running from You. As Jonah went running and the whale swallowed him up, You had a mission for him. I believe today we all have a mission. I believe today that we all have something that we can go out and do to help grow this kingdom of God. We just thank You today, and we praise You. In Your name we pray. Amen.